Libertas, those were the days when York had its own women's bookshop at 42 Gillygate. However, you'll now be standing in front of the Snow Home Designer Shop, which took over the premises in 2003 after Libertas had moved to Fossgate. I'm Anne Murray, and actually, I was the one who thought of the name for the new bookshop. Libertas means freedom in Latin, and liber is a Latin word for book. Bingo! Libertas was born. How did I get involved? Well, I met Jenny Roberts in the York Over 35 social group, which we joined, when Sue, my partner, and I arrived from Canada in 1996. Jenny asked if I would like to work with her in her new women's bookshop. Would I? I sure would. I remember traveling to Birmingham's National Exhibition Centre to purchase stationery for the start of the shop. It was a huge place with hundreds of stalls, but Jenny knew what she wanted. We ticked off her lists and traveled home victorious in a loaded car. The bookshop, owned by Jenny Roberts and her partner, Anne Croft, opened in November 1998, and this was the very first paid job I had in the UK. On opening day, people came from all over the country, and the queue stretched halfway down Gillygate, with women chatting and laughing together. Champagne was served with finger food, and the place was buzzing. The shop contained books written by or about all women, including lesbians, bisexual, and transgender women. It was a cornucopia for us: fiction, nonfiction, mystery, romance, biography, poetry, travel. Name it, there was something there for everyone, all lovingly arranged. Jenny had designed the interior, and the space was light and bright, all very welcoming. Women of all ages spent hours browsing and chatting. Some people said I was the first person that they had confided in. This was a safe space for them. I'm not a business person, but I loved talking to people who came in to browse or ask for a particular book. I had helped to put all the books in alphabetical order in sections on the shelves, so knew where to find them, well, most of them. There were five of us on the staff, and we worked well together. But as time went on, it was clear they really didn't need five staff. So in October 1998, I left to go to work at York College, doing learning support for 16 to 19-year-olds. A totally different atmosphere, but an exciting new challenge, which I took to like a duck to water. In August 1999, Jenny started a lesbian book list called Dyke Life, followed by a website in February 2000. Libertas moved to the shop in Fossgate, but it didn't last too long there. When the shop closed in December 2003, the focus turned to lesbian customers online, long the most supportive, and the mail order and web service thrived both in the UK and abroad. In November 2004, these Libertas services were taken on by the publishers of Diva, Gay Times, and The Pink Paper. Jenny moved on to writing crime novels and then became involved in Buddhism. It was the end of an era and left a gaping hole on the streets of York, which is now being filled by the Portal Bookshop in the Shambles. Have you been there yet? Well, why not try and say hi to Lally Hewitson?